paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeo b'china simchas toiro, shemesaimim ha-toiro, u'maschilen oisa michodosh. Now we'll understand what goes on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, that we conclude the Torah, we finish the Torah, and we start again, anew. Ze b'chinas klolius ben v'talmid. This corresponds to the concept of ben and talmid that we discussed earlier. We had learned earlier that between the two, when a parent has a child, when a tzaddik, let's say, has a child, the child is also a student, because one of the most important mitzvahs with children is v'shinantam levanecha, to teach your child, teach your son. So a son is a student, and on the other hand, students are children. The Gemara says, kol aloymeid ben chaveroi Torah kilu yoldoi. Anyone who teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. So on one hand, both of these are the same. Children are students, students are children. What's the difference between them? So Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Imran that on a natural level, the son has an advantage in that he actually originates from the brain of his father. The child that's born originates as a droplet coming from the brain of the father. So in a sense, it's a deeper, closer relationship that the son has to the father than the student has to the rabbi. Even though we know that in many cases, Yehoshua, Rav Nosson Zal, you know, the student can become much, much closer to the rabbi than any of his children, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But on a certain spiritual level, when we talk about Ben comes from the essence of the father, from the zera, from the seed of the father, from the physical brain of the father. And that's why we refer to that as the higher level. The Ben is the higher level. The Talmud is the lower level. This is how Rabbeinu Zal spoke about it in Likut Imran. And Rabbeinu Zal said that we have to mix the two. We have to see to it that the Ben should have Talmud and the Talmud should have Ben. And then Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that the Ben, the one who's on a higher level, sometimes seems to be more distant than the one on the lower level. Meaning, for example, when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ki lo yirani hodam v'choy." Nobody can see me. You can't see me. Hashem says, therefore, the only way you're going to see me is I'm going to pass by. You're going to see my back. You're not going to see my front. That's how Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, ki lo yirani, can't see. By other prophets who are on a much lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu, we see them using the wording, vo'era es Hashem, I saw Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal explains, his vo'era is a much lower level than his ki lo yirani. Moshe Rabbeinu's not being able to see was a much clearer view than when the other tzaddik said, I see, which we could understand again. When a 5-year-old kid says, wow, I know it, I understand everything. He goes to school and the teacher teaches them a lesson. They have 2 hours of school because that's the most that 5-year-old kid can handle. And the kid walks out, wow, I knew everything, I got 100. And then you have another person who's 18 years old, who just finished a class, you know, a 3-hour class, that's 1,000 levels higher. And this person says, wow, I understood maybe 10% of what went on in that class, in that year. We know that his 10% of the 12th grade is much more knowledge than the 100% of the 5-year-old kid. So we have these two madregas. Rav Nosson Zal shows us now that when we talk about finishing the Torah and starting the Torah, he's going to relate this now to Ben and Talmud. Ki siyum ha-Torah zebechinas he'oras ha-Talmud. Finishing the Torah, when we lay in v'zoyis ha-bracha on Simchas Torah, and we finish the Torah, that corresponds to the level of the student who said, v'eres Hashem, I see, I got 100 on the test, remember? We said that to the people on a lower level, To them, the tzaddik has to convey the message that Hashem is everywhere. Even as far down as you are, Hashem's right there with you. Sheze b'chinas v'Yehoshua b'nun mole ruach chochma. This is like the pasuk says about Yehoshua, who was the student, that Yehoshua b'nun was full of chochma, mole, full of chochma, corresponding to that meloi chol ki hasogas Yehoshua who bechinas meloi chol eretz kevoidei, because Yehoshua, who represents the student, his teaching is the teaching of meloi chol eretz kevoidei. Hashem's kavod fills the world. Hashem is everywhere. Kama shekosov sham b'hatoyra hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas, watch how Rav Nosson Zal makes this so clear. He says, now you'll understand the final pasuk in the Torah. The last pasuk in the Torah, it says, L'chol ha'oisois v'hamoifsim, regarding all the wonders and the miracles that Hashem did, U'lechol ha'yod ha'chazoko, and the powerful hand, U'lechol ha'moira ha'godoil, and all the awesome things, Asher oso Moshe, which Moshe Rabbeinu performed, Le'enei kol Yisrael, in front of the eyes of all the Jewish people. What are we talking about there? Shegilo Elokusa Yisborach Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu broadcasted Hashem to the eyes of all the Jewish people. He enlightened all of Klal Yisrael about Hashem. Shezehu Bechinas Meloi Chol Eretz Kevoidoi. That's this message that Hashem is everywhere. Hashem's kavod fills the entire world. Bechinas hasogas hatalmid. That's the teaching of the student. That's the understanding of the student. V'achar kach maschilin miad bereishis. And then right after le'enei kol Yisrael, the next word we read is bereishis. We go back to the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis bor Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. Ze bechinas hasogas haben. Bereishis represents that higher level knowledge, the understanding of the sun. Bechinas mo, mo rav tufcha, as we said, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, referring to the nothingness, the highest level. Ki bereishis maimar sosum, because we know the Gemara tells us that Hashem created the world with 10 statements of creation. But the Gemara says, if you count, you see there's only 9. It only says, Vayomer, not Vayomer lekim yor, Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let the water do this. Let the... It only says 9. So the Gemara says, you're right. Bereishis is also a statement. It's called a hidden statement. Maimar sosum. It's a hidden statement of creation. Bechinas koidem habriya. That corresponds to before creation. Like before anything became visible. Shezeu bechinas hasogas haben. This is tied into the understanding of the sun. Bechinas mo, nothingness, as we said. You know, real understanding before creation. Ki koidem habriya iefshar lahasig. Because in what was before creation, that we can't understand. Rak achar kach kishebor esoylam. It's only after Hashem created the world. Nichlolin shnei ha-hasogois yachad al yedei ha-tzadikim amitiyim. The true tzadikim bring together these two levels of understanding, the before creation and the after creation, the meloi chol eretz kevoidoi and the aye mekoyim kevoidoi that we spoke about. The two, the mo and the meloi chol eretz kevoidoi. Shezeh bechinas bereishis bor elokim. Es hashamayim v'esoretz. And that's why that first pasuk addresses this issue of the upper level and the lower level. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Ki ikur hu hasogas harav. Because the most important thing, the highest level, is the understanding of the rabbi. Shehu bechinas mo. He's the one who achieves this knowledge of mo. Morav Tuvcha, what is this awesome goodness that Hashem has reserved for the great tzaddikim? Bechinas Bereishis, which is symbolized by that term Bereishis. Umishom Nimshach Hasogas Haben V'Atalmid. And it's from the rabbi, it's from the Mo, it's from the Bereishis that there emanates forth, there branches out the son and the student. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu had a student Yeshua and he had a son Eliezer, we mentioned. corresponding to the story in the Gemara that Rabbeinu Zal quoted there about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were traveling together, and Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping and Rabbi Yeshua was awake, and Rabbeinu Zal explained that whole story over there in Likut Imran, how Eliezer represents the son, Yehoshua represents the student. Shehem Bechinas Brias Shomayim Voretz. The son and the student correspond to the creation of heaven and earth, both levels, upper and lower. Shezeo Bechinas Kichoil Bashamayim Voretz. This ties back to what we learned earlier, that the tzaddik, who is called Kichoil Yesoid, he's the one who is all-encompassing. He has to hold on to both heaven and earth, upper and lower. He has to broadcast to the most advanced people and also to the people who are most distant from Hashem. Because we have to see to it that both of these should be brought together. They should be merged together with each other. Ben the Talmud, the son and the student. That's a concept of merging together the worlds, upper and lower. Dore mala va dore mata, the upper level and the lower level. Shetzorich lecholom yachad. We have to bring them together to unite them. Sheze ikar hatikun kanal. And that's the main tikun. When you're able to bring this Shamayim and Eretz together, this Ben and Talmud, you're able to teach both, and you're able to connect them to each other properly. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Bruch, used to mention very often by Pesach that in the Haggadah of Pesach, we have the story of the four sons. Keneged arbo bonim dibra Torah. The Chacham, the Rasha, the Tom, and the Sheni Yedei Lishol. The wise one, the evil one, the simpleton, and the one who doesn't know what to ask. And it's brought that those four sons represent the full spectrum of Kedusha. They represent the four worlds. So the Arizal asks, strange. Chacham, I understand, should be number one. Rasha should be in the back, all the way downstairs. The Rasha should be all the way down. Why is what's the Rasha doing near the Chacham? And the Arizal says that a Chacham who doesn't have a Rasha next to him isn't a Chacham. The true tzaddik, the true Chacham, is the one who's able to elevate, is the one who's reaching out to those who are in the category of Rasha, those who are far away, and bringing them close. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Yisroi. He had an Erev Rav. He was trying to reach out to everybody, even the furthest ones away, even those who Hashem said, it's not the time yet. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't help himself. And there was a tiny mistake, in a sense, that cost a lot. It was very expensive with the Erev Rav. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the tzaddik is about. This lemandas kolame horetz ki Hashem olikim, broadcasting to the furthest recesses. Paragraph Lamed Aleph, Vizel Bechina Simchas Torah. Vialkain Koirin Besimchas Torah Vayomos Shom Moshe Vyoshua Benun Mole Ruach Chochma. And this is why the Haftorah that we read on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, we finish Zos HaBrocha, we start Bereishis, and the Haftorah that we read is the beginning of the Navi Yehoshua, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and then it says, this is at the end of Zos HaBrocha, and Yehoshua ben Nun was full of Chochma. Ki ze ikar hatikun shel bechinas oras ben v'talmid. Because this is the main tikun that Rabbeinu Zal explained over there, of the son and the student. Shafilu kishemestalek hatzadik. Rabbeinu Zal spelled it out there very clearly, that the greatest tzadik, with everything he accomplished during his lifetime, is not finished yet. It's when he leaves the world and he makes sure to leave something behind. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu leaves the world and he goes up to where he goes, he goes into Raiva de Raiva, he goes into the highest place. Afal pikein ikar shleimusoi. The perfection of the tzaddik and the shleimus of the tzaddik is only considered whole and complete if he's still broadcasting down below. Shebishvil zeh hu tzorech lahashir achrov brocha. This is why he has to leave a blessing behind in this world. What blessing? Ben, the Talmud, a son and a student. V'chulu, etc. Kemavura kol zeh b'hatoyra hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Shekol zeh hu b'chinas v'yomos shom Moshe. This is all capsulized in this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, v'yoshua binun molei ruach achma. But he didn't leave completely. He left behind a Yehoshua who was full of chachma. V'alkein koirin zois b'simchas Torah. Why do we read this Haftorah B'davka on Simchas Torah? She'oz hu gmar hatikun she'eschalnu b'Rosh Hashanah. Because that's the completion, that's the conclusion of the tikun that we started on Rosh Hashanah. Kayadua b'kavonas, as is known in the writings of the Arizal, that it's a process that starts from Rosh Hashanah and is completed on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Ki zeh Iker hatikun shemaschel b'Rosh Hashanah v'nigmar b'Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, because this is the main tikun that we start on Rosh Hashanah and finish Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. What? Lahamshich ha'oras ben v'talmid. To see to it not only do we fill ourselves with das of Hashem, but that we also make sure to transmit that das, to broadcast that das to the ben and the talmid, to the people on a higher level and lower level. Shegam la'achar histalkus hatzadik b'chinas Moshe, so that even after the passing away of the tzadik, who is b'chinas Moshe, yihye nishar daitoy ledoyrois, his knowledge, his teaching, his education will remain behind, will remain and be operating and broadcasting in this world for generations. Lohidia midor ledor dati hakodesh, to transmit and pass on from generation to generation his holy das, shehishir boilam, which he left in the world, lohidiyam, to inform them, ki Hashem hu elikim, that there's a Hashem, ularachem aleim, and to have pity on all of these people who are in this physical world, lohitziyam me'avoinois, to get them out of sin. How do you get them out of sin? By education, through Torah. Because we said, what makes a person commit sins? Ruach shtus, the Gemara says. A person only commits a sin if a spirit of foolishness takes over. What's the opposite of foolishness? Intelligence, das. So the more das that a person is learning, and the more a person is pumping das into the world, they're eliminating sin from the world. Ulekorvam kulam l'Hashem yizborach, be'emes, and to bring all of them close to Hashem, for real, Lo'il me'ad u'lenetzach nitzochim, from generation to generation, eternally, amen v'amen.